Oh, there you are. Welcome back to the Sean Madden Show, episode 110, I believe. 2 weeks off, we're back. Where does the time go? I mean, these weeks have just been flying. We are in second quarter. I feel like I'm a head sales manager. The second quarter, guys, all right. First quarter's numbers were ass. They were in damn bears. High school football coach. Y'all defense is playing in damn embarrassing out there. He's always eating something. Glad the audio sounded good last episode. It was a little hollow, but for not having any soundproofing or any carpet, it's not bad. These mics today are just crazy. They can cancel out anything around it except for whoever's talking into it, which is pretty nice, so... I just want to shout out Al Stemical for the hoodie. Appreciate it. It's like a abstract psychedelic artwork sitting on a black hoodie. Pretty fresh. Colors pop. Goes with everything. We're going to recap the show I had at the Sausage Castle. If you listened last week, you know I was invited out to the craziest property probably on Earth, honestly. 120 acres of just party. So thanks again, Miguel Colon and Mike Busey, for the invite. I had a blast. We'll get into that show a little bit later. First, I wanted to talk about an article that I saw this week. It's a bill they're proposing in France to, I guess, help with mental health amongst women. A lot of these women on social media will post photos that are heavily edited, photoshopped, you name it. Ass face. You know what I'm trying to say. They make everything look better than it is. Apparently it's causing a lot of mental health issues amongst girls because they go, hey, I will never be that pretty. Little do they know, the photos are doctored. So France is trying to propose a bill to crack down on this. By saying any photo that you post with a filter or, that's been edited, you have to disclose that information on the post. Otherwise, you will get up to 6 months of prison time and or a $300,000 fine. Which is nuts. I feel like y'all have a lot more to worry about, but... apparently these girls that are on Instagram all day, they're going through all these photos and they're like, oh my God, I'm not as pretty. And they end up being on like antidepressants. Some of them are offing themselves. Pretty sad. Guys don't really have that problem. I've never seen a guy with nice cheekbones and been like, damn, I should off myself. I will never have that facial structure. You know, it doesn't matter. There's so much. What's the word? Emphasis? So much pressure to be beautiful as a woman. That is, unfortunately, your value. And this isn't me talking. This is just how the world works. A beautiful woman, she can go, I want to be on a yacht. Boom. On a yacht. It's like the last girl I dated was 22. A little blonde chick. And she was just like, let's do this. And then I'm like, this isn't going to last, you know? So if this bill passes, what's going to happen? You post a photoshopped photo of yourself. What's French police going to come to your door? They hold up the Instagram photo next to your ass. This is not your ass. This is photoshopped. You are under arrest. You imagine that happened in America? 1078, we got a photoshopped hoe. Come out with your fake ass in the air. French police already have their hands full right now with thousands of people protesting. You think they have time to serve Photoshop warrants?
Yes, we were on your Instagram and we noticed...
That's more Spanish.
This is not your ass. This is not your ass.
You imagine how many influencers, how many models would be in jail if they had this law here? Police would be kicking in doors. serving warrants to whores.
Put your hands on top of your Photoshopped head right now.
Do you need to lawyer up for this? I have so many questions. The jury finds the defendant guilty of a Photoshopped ass. 6 months in prison and a $300,000 fine. Court dismissed. Are we really going to waste tax dollars on this? Some woman smoking a cigarette on the yard just...
I wanted to be one of those Instagram models. I had dreams of showing my ass on a balcony in Brickell, Miami. Yeah, those days are over. I'm doing 10 years for a Photoshopped ass.
Oh, this is crazy. Wild, man. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it makes sense. It would be nice to know, hey, that's not really what that woman looks like. I mean, I had a buddy in LA. He would date all these women with like 3 million followers. And then you see him in person and you're like, hey, she's still beautiful, but she definitely doesn't look like her photos, you know? And most of them are just airheads, dude. Ugh. I don't know if I could do that, dude. I don't know if I could, you know, there's a thing like you want the trophy wife, but it's just like, I'd like to have a conversation with the woman I'm with. You know, most of these girls, dude, you sit across from at a restaurant, they have nothing to say. Literally, like, nothing. Like, if you open their scalp, there would be nothing in there. Booty workouts and camera angles. That's the only thing stored up there. Oh, and one more thing, dude. This blue check thing is out of control. People are really sending in their license. People are uploading a photo of their driver's license and then paying $14.99 a month to have a blue check mark next to their name. Are you out of your fucking mind? The whole point of the verification thing was if you were a person of notoriety, if you had news articles written about you, media coverage, you get the blue check. It's a verification. So no one can impersonate you or pretend to be you. Yeah, we know. That's what impersonation means, Sean. All right. But people are getting it with, like, that would never be impersonated. Some guy that works at GameStop with 27 followers is paying $14.99 a month. He gave Mark Zuckerberg his driver's license info and then is now paying $14.99 reoccurring billing. A $14.99 reoccurring charge every month to have a blue check mark next to your name. It's crazy. I had so many blue check marks liking my videos. And I'm like, wow, who are these people? Oh, nobodies. Some people have blue check marks and they don't even have any content uploaded. They don't have a profile picture and they have a blue check mark. What is this world coming to? It's over. The blue check mark is the new sleeve tattoo. It's like if everyone has one, who gives a fuck? I'm going to be one of the only people in this country without a blue check mark and without a tattoo. And I'm going to take pride in that. If you see me with a blue check mark, Instagram did it, okay? There's no way I am paying $14.99 a month for a blue check mark. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? So, what I wanted to talk about, the recap of the Sausage Castle. Guys, if you ever get a chance, it's members only. But if you go on MikeBusey.com and you become a member, the property is insane. You'll get invited to the events. It's a 120-acre property out in, it's like south of Claremont. You can actually just type in the Sausage Castle on like Google Maps or Apple Maps. It'll pop right up. And dude, it's just a massive compound in the middle of nowhere. Giant gates. They got a full security team. And, yeah, it's owned by a guy named Mike Busey, party legend, entertainer, spin on Vice, MTV, second season of Tiger King. I invited my boy Daniel out. He made the drive from the Gulf side of Florida. And you just pull up to this massive gate with big gold skulls on it. It says the Sausage Castle. It's got a full bunch of signs that say, like, this, the owner is armed. I mean, it's just, it's like Area 51, just completely closed off. And we pull up, security's there. Guy named Jay, who we later came into the party that night. Shout out to Jay, man. And the rest of the security team. I'm forgetting the rest of their names. But, dude, everyone there was just so genuine, down to earth. It was fucking just, it was just awesome, man. Like, everyone was just, you know, a big family. Miguel was saying, you know, he's like, we're a diet cult. He's like, yeah, we have an arsenal of weapons, but we don't fuck kids. And we're, I'm like, yeah, it's good. And you're not all wearing orange or something, you know. If everyone's wearing the same color, you're like, I got to get out of here. So Jay lets us in. He's like, you're going to go in through the gate. He was like, you got to play Jurassic Park when the gate opens. So I have that in the vlog. So we pull in. I mean, the driveway is just, it's at least 200 yards of just this winding road. You pull up to a giant fountain that says Sausage Castle. And you see the house on the left. There's a mini golf course in the front yard, a crashed plane. They got the Polaris, like one-seater dune buggies everywhere. They got these little dune buggies that have rifle mounts on the top. I mean, just some Call of Duty Battlefield type shit. And so we park by the lake on the property. And there's just people walking around, just chilling. You can park your, you can bring your RV there. You can camp. They have like washer, dryer. They got electric hookups, water hookups. I mean, it's like a campground, shooting range. They got theme park rides. They got a warehouse with a arcade, a gym. I mean, dude, anything your brain can think of, they got it there. At the Sausage Castle. And man, what an experience, dude. So anyway, we park. Miguel pulls up in the golf cart. It was like one of those 12-seater golf carts, like limo. We jump on. He starts giving us a tour of the property. Pulls up to this map. It's like color-coordinated, like a damn Grand Theft Auto map. You got the warehouse district. You can go on MikeBusey.com and see all this stuff, by the way. All the uncensored stuff. Probably the whole night. Shout out to Killshot Chris. He was their on-site cameraman, helicopter pilot, mechanic, who went to Full Sail Audio, like audio-visual university. It's like a technical college for entertainment. So they got this dude, Killshot Chris. Fucking awesome, man. Just following us around with the camera the whole night. So it's probably on the website. And yeah, man, we just got a full tour of the place, the house. You can stay at the house for $500 a night. It's like an Airbnb. They have different rooms. They got the Marilyn Monroe room, the Hugh Hefner room, the Prince room. It's like purple. It's like frilly. They got, it's, everything's like a theme. And the whole house is designed to take photos. They got skee ball, stripper poles, a condom vending machine. They got actually multiple vending machines, sodas, waters, you know, they got a cooler. I mean, dude, just mind-blowing. They have a full football field with the actual goalposts, full court basketball, soccer field. They have a tent, like a giant, like a desert tent. It's a hookah tent. So you go through the flaps, and there's just a bunch of pillows on the ground with a bunch of hookahs set up. I mean, dude, literally anything you can think of. I'm staring there. I was standing next to one of those Twirl-a-Whirl state fair rides. And I'm like, this is insane. And Miguel's like, yeah, I'm the CFO, the chief financial officer. Which is crazy because he's like, I've never been the responsible one in a group. And he's like, now I have to be the guy that's like, hey, you know, we can't blow the budget this month. And he's like, we got all these theme park rides. And I'm like, you spent how much on a fee on a ride? And they're like, dude, we'll make it back. Don't worry about it. Oh, man. And then they got the pool out back, giant Connect Four, stripper poles everywhere. They got beautiful women running around naked. I mean, dude, just unbelievable. So, yeah, we get the tour of the house. Got there about 6:30. We get the tour. By the time we're done with the tour, it's like 8 o'clock. Again, check out the vlog if you want to see a brief version of the experience. Miguel's like, all right, you guys wait on the tour bus. We're going to get the green room set up. Green room is like a backstage side room, for those of you who don't know. Basically where the entertainers for the evening hang out before the show starts. So we're like, all right, I'm outside the tour bus with Daniel. We're having a good conversation. I haven't seen him in a while. We're talking about, how we're about to turn 30, how our parents are getting older, geopolitics, the way the world is going, Just having some real conversations, man. Just like, following your dreams versus staying at a comfortable job in the corporate world. Shit like that. And, dude, the mosquitoes, though. Holy shit, I got eaten alive. I mean, to the point where, I just stopped swatting the mosquitoes because there was no point. You kill one on your arm, and there's seven of them on your neck. So it was just like, I finally realized that, in those commercials where they're like, hey, send 50 cents a day to a child in need, and they have the fly on their eyebrow, and you're like, swat the fly. And they're like, there's no point because there's going to be 10 more. That's how it was with the mosquitoes. I finally understood. I'm like, yeah, we're just going to get eaten alive. The next day I had mosquito bites on my balls. I was like, did I hook up with one of these strippers? Why does my sack itch? And then I realized the amount of times that I peed outside, I just had mosquitoes in my jeans the entire night. But it was just whatever. So I smoked seven cigars just thinking that it was going to keep the mosquitoes away. But these things were ruthless. I'm staring there. I was standing next to one of those Twirl-a-Whirl state fair rides. And I'm like, this is insane. And Miguel's like, yeah, I'm the CFO, the chief financial officer. Which is crazy because he's like, I've never been the responsible one in a group. And he's like, now I have to be the guy that's like, hey, we can't blow the budget this month. And he's like, we got all these theme park rides. And I'm like, you spent how much on a fee on a ride? And they're like, dude, we'll make it back. Don't worry about it. Oh, man. And then they got the pool out back, giant Connect Four, stripper poles everywhere. They got beautiful women running around naked. I mean, dude, just unbelievable. So, yeah, we get the tour of the house. Got there about 6:30. We get the tour. By the time we're done with the tour, it's like 8 o'clock. Again, check out the vlog if you want to see, the full a brief version of the experience. And so I got the link in the description. So then Miguel's like, all right, you guys wait on the tour bus, and we're going to get the green room. He's like, Miguel's like, all right, you guys wait on the tour bus. We're going to get the green room set up. Green room is like a backstage side room, for those of you who don't know. Basically where the entertainers for the evening hang out before the show starts. So we're like, all right, I'm outside the tour bus with Daniel. We're having a good conversation. I haven't seen him in a while. We're talking about, how we're about to turn 30, how our parents are getting older, geopolitics, the way the world is going, just having some real conversations, man. Just like, you know, following your dreams versus staying at the, you know, staying at a comfortable job in the corporate world. Shit like that. And, dude, the mosquitoes, though. Holy shit, I got eaten alive. I mean, to the point where, like, I just stopped swatting the mosquitoes because there was no point. You kill one on your arm, and there's seven of them on your neck. So it was just like, I finally realized that, you know, in those commercials where they're like, hey, send 50 cents a day to a child in need, and they have the fly on their eyebrow, and you're like, swat the fly. And they're like, there's no point because there's going to be 10 more. That's how it was with the mosquitoes. I finally understood. I'm like, yeah, we're just going to get eaten alive. The next day I had mosquito bites on my balls. And I was like, did I hook up with one of these strippers? Why does my sack itch? And then I realized, like, the amount of times that I peed outside, I just had mosquitoes in my jeans, like, the entire night. But it was just, whatever. So I smoked, like, 7 cigars just thinking that it was going to keep the mosquitoes away. But these things were ruthless. Such a fun night. I actually am trying to forget that that place exists because it was coming down from it was so insane. And then just to come back to your apartment by yourself and be like, cool. It was like that Cat Williams joke where he was talking about going to Martin Lawrence's house for the first time. And he was like, Martin got a $36 million house. $36 million. You can do anything you want. You want to go hang gliding? He got hang gliding. You want to watch a movie? He got real movie theater popcorn popping behind glass. And you don't even want none. You just be like, look at this buttery bullshit. And that's how it was, dude. Just literally anything you can think of was on that property. So anyway, we get picked up on the golf cart. Shout out to Joe. Drives us over to the performance venue where they have a massive stage. They got the WrestleMania ring. And I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but even if you're not, dude, it was badass. The WrestleMania 3, I forget what Miguel said. It was either like late 80s, early 90s. But it was the WrestleMania 3 ring where Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant. And it's actually the only ring, I think one of the only wrestling rings that breaks into 4 parts because it was held in a venue in Detroit. And they had to get it onto the freight elevator. So they had to design the ring that breaks into 4 parts. And then they had Jake the Snake go like, wait, that ring breaks into 4 parts. That's the WrestleMania 3 ring. So they have that just to the right of the stage with the banner, WrestleMania 3. And then on the left side of the stage, they have the car from Knight Rider behind like a red velvet rope. And then the audience seats are church pews, just like an aisle here and an aisle there, left and right, with like the wood and then the red, you know, cloth bench seats. So, dude, we get backstage and there's a giant Taco Bell sign from like the side of the building, and apparently they are sponsored by Taco Bell. I had a gift bag, which was very nice. Did not expect that. Thanks again, Mike, Miguel. It was sweet, dude. Nice note. It said, welcome to your worst job interview, referencing the Florida Man job interview prank videos that I do. And just said, like, may the comedy gods be with you. I'm actually going to frame it. It has Taco Bell sauce on the note and everything. So that's one for the books. And yeah, I got a gift bag, dude. I got a gold chain. I got a bottle of Patron, a Bluetooth speaker, a Sausage Castle official t-shirt. Man, just really, really fucking nice, man. And I told myself going into that night, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to smoke, I'm not going to eat like shit. And I did all 3 of those things within 10 minutes of being backstage. Because David Jolly was there, another comedian, check him out. Shout out to Jolly. And he got a bottle of tequila as well. And my boy Daniel was like, yo, let's do some shots. So I'm like, all right, might as well get loosened up. I did a shot, crushed like 5 quesadillas. The whole thing was catered by Taco Bell. Had like 4 tacos. And I'm just like, well, there goes that. I'm buzzed, crushing Taco Bell. Then Miguel's like, hey, I rolled a blunt if you want to hit it. I was like, might as well do that too. And then Mike's girlfriend, Courtney, comes over with a tray full of shots. So I did a shot of Jaeger for the first time. Never had it before. It's not bad. It's not good either. But yeah, so I was on tequila, Jaeger, smoked a blunt, full of Taco Bell. And yeah, I went up and had a really great set. And I was actually, I was very happy with my performance, but I wasn't happy with how well it went for the circumstances, because I'm like, well, maybe that's the formula, dude. Maybe 2 shots of tequila, a blunt, a shot of Jaeger, and Taco Bell is that the formula for a great set? I think it was just because I was having such a good time, and then that the energy from the crowd, because it is a massive venue. I mean, it's like a theater. And then the fact that I went up to like pyrotechnics and like a fog machine and everything was like being filmed. I don't know. It was like, you better rise to the occasion. And I always do better when there's a lot of pressure and when there's a lot of risk. Like if you're going to bomb in front of a lot of people, I usually perform better. It's like if the venue has 4 people or 12 people, I'm just like, whatever. But this is like, oh, you got to go hard. Especially if they invited you out. You know, it's like you can't be a scrub. So, yeah, I just did the greatest hits. Did some crowd work. There was a guy from Cameroon, Africa in the front. His name is Frank. We actually played Connect Four, hung out later that night. But, yeah, I did some crowd work. So, I know they filmed it all. Shout out to Killshot Chris. I know he said he was chopping it up, so might get the video for that. You might have to go to MikeBusey.com to see the full thing. But, man, what a fucking awesome night. And then we got off stage probably like 11:30. And then they did karaoke. So it was like all the members could go up and do karaoke. And I hate karaoke, dude. Like, it is awful. Applebee's on a Tuesday night, garbage. But this was in like a concert venue, like full setup, you know, speakers, surround sound, and people were killing it, dude. And it was just like the most fun. The karaoke was almost more fun than performing. I didn't even do karaoke. I was just chilling in the back. And while one of the girls was singing like an Adele song, 4 girls grabbed a stripper pole, and they were just like strippers on stage. I'm like, dude, this is insane. And I was singing along. Man, what a time. And then Mike gets on stage, and he was like, yo, thanks for coming out. Everyone party back at the house, except for dudes. And I've never laughed so hard in my life. Everyone back to the house for the party, except for dudes. So it was like me, 5 other guys, and then just like a bunch of girls. And yeah, man, just like just playing some Connect Four. Shout out to everyone who handed me a joint. I actually wrote down a bunch of names here because I didn't want to forget anyone. But yeah, shout out to Miguel Colon, Mike Busey, Killshot Chris, Mackenzie, Courtney, Kiki, B, Jay, the rest of the security staff, Steve Sanders, my guy, Frank. Yeah, the 5 people that handed me joints. Sorry I forgot your name, but I appreciate you so much. Yeah, I know I'm forgetting people. Sorry, it was a crazy night, but hopefully I'll see y'all soon. Hopefully I get invited back. They said I will. I'm not going to be like, yo, can I come back? Yeah, and then as the party kind of died down, some people went to the basketball court. And so I went over there with Daniel, and we ended up playing basketball till like 4:30, 5 a.m. You know, and Mike is just such a good dude, man. He was like, yo, it's cool that you came tonight, because if it was like a big night with thousands of people here, you know, I wouldn't be able to like actually hang out. You know, I'd be like, hey, what's up? And I'd have to keep it moving. So, but man, what a good dude, man. Just like a genuine, like everyone was just down to, it really did feel like a cult. Like they were like, oh, if you have a tent, you can just set it up over by the lake. And I'm like, don't tempt me, man. I will buy an RV and live here. Like just completely, it's sovereign land. It's just true freedom. You can do whatever you want. And everyone is just like, there's literally no judgment. Everyone is just there to have a good time. And just, I have nothing but good things to say. And it was an awesome night. So that was the brief recap. Yeah, check out the vlog, man. It's you'll really get to see it for what it was. Yeah, it'll be on my Rumble YouTube. It'll be in the description on this, whether you're watching the video or listening to it. But yeah, I'll have the link there to take you right to the video. And yeah, the last thing I wanted to say, man, is keep going with whatever you're doing. Just keep going. It's been very interesting. I don't know if, you know, you're going through something, but everybody's going through something right now. Everyone I've talked to, from friends to complete strangers, everybody's fighting through some bullshit right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like some kind of universal energy thing. Everyone's just going through like some trials and tribulations right now. But yeah, man, just keep fighting, dude. Things are going to get a lot better. So appreciate you listening. And hopefully I see you next week. If not, it's every 2 weeks. I'm really, yeah, as you know, I say this every week, trying to get this show consistent. I thought I was getting back on track, but it looks like things will be more consistent coming up. Had to make a lot of moves. I've been hustling. I've been trying to get things going. Check out the videos. Thanks to everyone who's been sharing the podcast. It's really been growing. Leaving a review, liking, sharing, subscribing, following, anything you got to do. I got Florida Man merch. The link will be in the description. Is there a drug test with the cartoon of Florida Man? I also have the Mind Sits, Gator shirts and mugs, hoodies, stickers. Get a sticker, dude. Just support. I make like 50 cents off a sticker. If you could just fucking buy one. Because I'm putting out a lot of stuff, man. Putting out a lot of content. Happy to do it, but it would be nice to be able to do it more consistently. And I can only do that if I can free up some time. So cop a shirt, leave a review, and I hope to see you next week. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This show's not going to go well. You gotta let it fly.